Go.
Hello, my name is Caden Letchy, and welcome to the Letchy Productions podcast sponsored by NyQuil. Today we have a special guest, Philip the Science Guy Rizzitano, joining us on our show, and we will be discussing the significance of learning about the ultra-unique human anatomy. We will be going through the skeletal and integumentary systems, but for now, I will allow Mr. Rizzitano to introduce himself.
Hello, viewers of Letchy Productions. I'm very glad to be here today to go over all these systems and teach you guys about them and why they are important. I have a degree in buttocks dynamics from Gateway Technical College. I originally wanted to be a neurosurgeon, but I really was not smart enough or coordinated enough to do that. So now I'm here to tell you guys about stuff that I really don't understand.
Well, what a great introduction, Philip. Now let us get right into the anatomy talk and focal point of the show today. Let's start out with the skeletal system. The main function of the system is to provide the inner framework of our bodies and protect muscles as well as allow for movement.
That's exactly it, Caden. The organs of the skeletal system are bones, ligaments, joints, and tendons. There are long, short, flat, irregular, and sesamoid bones. There are also compact and spongy bones. The ligaments attach each bone together and keeps them stable. The joints are responsible for the movements of the bone, and the tendons attach the muscles to the bone, which also allows movement and strength.
Yes, sir, you hit it right in the head. The specialized cells in the bones of the skeletal system are osteoblasts, osteocytes, and osteoclasts. Osteoblasts are cells that form new bones. Osteocytes are osteoblasts that turn into them and are inside the actual bones. And osteoclasts are large cells that dissolve the bone.
Exactly. And there are many problems that can alter the function of the skeletal system, like broken and fractured bones, torn ligaments, or osteoporosis, which is when your bones become weak or frail.
I think here is a great spot to move on to our second anatomy system, which is the integumentary system. This is responsible for being the first line of defense for the body against infection and temperature change. The organs involved with it are skin, hair, nails, and exocrine glands. The skin is composed of a tough protein called keratin that guards tissues, organs, and structures underneath the skin against physical damage from cuts and scratches. The nails help protect the sensitive ends of our fingers and toes. The hair gives us insulation throughout our whole body by trapping warm air between the hair and skin, as well as keeps it a barrier between the cold air and the skin. Lastly, the exocrine glands provide the body a method of releasing proteins, mucus, and other substances to surfaces around the body.
Some common problems that can occur in the integumentary system include cuts, cancers, acne, rashes, and infections. Most of the problems that can alter the system can easily be treated and dealt with, but some have long-lasting effects. The specialized component of the integumentary system is really described by the example of how nails help keep germs out of your fingers and toes, while skin helps keep germs out of your body.
With that being said, just about everything I wanted to cover in this episode has been covered, and I want to thank the ever-so-talented Philip Rizzitano for joining me today. It truly was a pleasure, and I look forward to having him on the show again in the future. I really hope all of you enjoyed this episode and got to learn a little bit about anatomy and a few body systems and their functions. For now, let's just signing off.
On God.